The report says there's a $9 per hour salary gap between workers in the highest paid traditionally male occupations and those in the highest paid traditionally female occupations. The center describes traditionally male jobs as those in construction, repair, engineering, and computer programming, and traditionally female jobs as involving childcare, cosmetology, and health. The report says girls make up 88% of students concentrating on child care and development, but only 18% of students focusing on the sciences, construction, and automotive fields. Elaine Molly is director of the Women's Fund of Greater Milwaukee. She says having gender equity in all work areas is important for the economy and for diversifying the workforce. Molly says schools can help by not pigeonholing students into traditional academic tracks.
Girls and boys are socialized differently. We know that's been true for a long time, but we have to work harder to fight against it, and there's a lot that schools can do to challenge that paradigm.
The National Women's Law Center report says the number of Wisconsin girls enrolled in non-traditional career and technical education programs hasn't changed much since Title IX was passed in 1972. The federal law prohibits sex discrimination in all aspects of education. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.